hello, hello, and welcome back to the Sidetracked Podcast. I am your host, and it's been a while. Last time I recorded, I think, was October of last year, and I don't think I even posted it. But there's just so much going on that I feel needs to be discussed, such as gun laws, Miranda rights, abortion rights, LGBTQIA plus rights, and the war on women, because, and people of color as well, you know, because this is affecting us, and this is a class war as well, because it is affecting the middle class, lower middle, and poverty class, possibly the upper middle class. But, you know, it's rare. But everybody is affected with the gun laws, no matter where you're at. So, I read recently in the news that you can't sue a police officer for not reading your Miranda rights to you. So please read up on your rights, memorize them, because they will be used against you in a court of law. Also, the gun laws in New York are loosening up. People can walk around with firearms now, which shouldn't even be a thing, because where are you going to use a firearm? Self-defense, maybe, but that's, like, rare. At least in my experience. But in New York, maybe you might need one for so... It really depends on the case. But I don't fuck with guns at all. So for me, I just say get rid of all of them. And like, the issue I have with it is we open up the public. We, you know, bring society back to life after the roughest part of the pandemic, which we're still in, and we are experiencing mass shootings, school shootings, innocent lives are being taken at the hands of sociopaths who don't really care about anyone's feelings but their own. In Uvalde, Texas, that man abused animals before he got his hands on children. That should have been a red flag from the beginning. He should have gotten help then. The minute somebody witnessed him hurt an animal, they should have taken him to a center where he could get help. But according to his mother, she wants us all to forgive him. He killed children, innocent children, and possibly faculty staff. It's ridiculous, and the people will pay for what they've done. The people whose sole purpose is to hurt other people, they will pay for what they've done. And I believe that karma bites back, okay? I just feel like we're in the end times with all this. Roe v. Wade was overturned on Friday. Not even 24 hours have passed. They want to revoke LGBTQIA plus rights, gay marriage, trying to reverse that. We, the people, wanted access to same-sex marriage so that people of all genders, all identities, could have that secured marriage. You know what I mean? They want to declare their love They want to showcase their love. Okay. They want to get married. We make that a thing so they have access to it. Which is great. I'm all for it. Why are we reversing that? That has nothing to do with anything other than the agenda that the Supreme Court is trying to push. And what I want to know is what the end goal is here. I did post a lengthy Instagram story about how frustrated I was with everything because I was pissed. I wake up, I can't even sleep at night because I wake up, there's a new article going on about how it affects my community and my neighborhood, you know, because this is our livelihood. I just want to know what the end goal is and what is going on with Miss Ketanji Jackson. I hope I'm saying her name right. I just want to know where she's at. If she even has a say in this. Because if she even has a say in what's going on. Because if she doesn't, I understand why. But if she does, I want to see her declare something. I want to see her speak out against this. Because she's fully qualified to be in this role. And I'm not hearing a peep. I'm hearing crickets. And it's ridiculous, to be honest. And I wish it would just go away. But I really wanted to touch on abortion rights because that is the biggest topic of our conversation today. Roe v. Wade is such a crucial law that was passed in 1972 that allowed women the constitutional right to have an abortion. Now, we don't need anybody or any law to tell us what to do with our bodies. We will do what is completely necessary to get the job done, whether it be safe or not. If we are not financially, emotionally, physically, or mentally stable enough to bring a child into the world, we need to end the pregnancy. Because it is not fair to the child to be brought into an environment that will neglect the child, will abuse the child, will treat it like less than human, or not be able to give the child what he or she deserves. And if that child comes out of something other than a consensual encounter, it is up to the mother what she wants to do with the baby. It is completely up to the mother. 9 times out of 10, she will want to terminate the pregnancy because all that trauma is hurtful to the mother and the child. So she's going to want to end it and try to move on from that, because if she brings a baby into the world and he or she looks like the person who violated her innocence, it's too much. We as women can handle so many things, but stuff like that pierces something deeper than the soul. It pierces it and it just drags the needle down, right? Just cuts it right open. So when that law was overturned, it basically meant that a bunch of HIPAA laws were going to be violated. Because I just read an article that basically talked about how anti-abortion centers that were masquerading, pretending to be women's shelters, women's centers for abortion and stuff, they harvest the data, which is a HIPAA violation. You can't do anything with a patient's medical record other than view it and confirm it with the patient and the patient only. It's a federal thing, and it shouldn't just be taken away like that. There has to be some sort of consequence for that. And I'm sure these centers are going to receive the flames, but it's too much to wrap my head around. But for now I'm just sharing my opinion. I'm curious, I'm angry, I'm sad for the women that have to experience this in real time. And on top of that, if the woman is having an ectopic pregnancy, or she is unable to bring the baby to full term without her dying or the child dying, it is not fair. The mother comes first. Because if the baby comes into the world and the mother is dead, who is going to take care of that child? And I know damn well it's not going to be the foster system, because that system is broken. That system is so broken. It's shattered at this point. I am going to be doing my part when I am ready. I'm going to be adopting children and fostering children throughout my lifetime. And just teaching them, you know, showing them a loving home, a caring environment, so they can pass that on to their children. And I don't care where they come from. Whoever needs a loving home is welcome in my house. That is how I will be doing my part in this situation. I understand adoption is a process and it takes a minute, so I'm gonna wait till I have a decent job that pays more than living check to check, and pay off my debts, and then get a house, and then foster dogs first on my own, just so I can, you know, learn responsibility, and then move on to children, because I feel like that's healthier. But anyway, I'm getting off track. I'm just completely over. I'm completely over whatever the hell is going on. These Supreme Court justices, they're not doing this for the betterment of the people. They're doing it for their own greed. They're doing it just because they can, and just because they have the right to, and just because they have lifetime appointments, so we can't vote them out. Which is ridiculous. The only reason why Ketanji was allowed a seat was because Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away. God rest her soul. And there was an open seat. Now, if that were not the case, I don't believe Ketanji would be considered for a seat on the Supreme Court. Now, Clarence Thomas, however, deserves to be somewhere other than the Supreme Court, okay? He deserves to experience what we're going through, just so he can have a perspective. Because he's sitting on his high horse, and he's not, he's just going off of what the white man says and trying to reverse everything just to please the white people. You colorist, wet, carpet-livid lollipop. I hate you, Clarence Thomas. And hate is a strong word. I hate you so much. For even considering reversing gay marriage. And now, even more politicians are trying to reverse Brown v. Board of Education and Plessy v. Ferguson. Two very important cases. Very important regarding interracial marriage and segregation. I believe. They're just afraid of the melting pot. Now, take the Kardashians, for example, okay? They are a white family with black partners, black husbands, black baby daddies, besides Kourtney, because she doesn't have any African-American children. All of their children will be black. They have to accept that and move on. And I'm sure they love their kids. But the next generation of Kardashians will be black. Except for Kourtney's kids. Now, that is what the general scene of the Supreme Court cannot understand. That we are continuing to thrive with interracial marriage, with just being together, being in harmony, same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships. They can't seem to wrap their head around it, you know, LGBTQIA plus relationships. So instead of trying to educate themselves and be a positive influence, they want to get rid of it, kill it before it grows. And honestly, during Pride Month, that is such an insult. Such an insult. Like, please. Move on somewhere, please. Like, I'm done. But yeah, that's my take on it. I don't want to hear anyone else's opinions because it's just going to be propaganda based and basically trying to manipulate me into believing their side. And I'm not with that because I'm seeing this from a perspective that takes it as it comes. I'm not a pessimist. I try to be an optimist, but I'm somewhere in the middle. So I'm taking it as it is, right? And I'm sure everyone else is too, because, you know, this is like rapid fire. Everything's turning around. But I do believe that the end goal for the conservative Republican dominated Supreme Court, I believe their end goal is to go back to slave times and to just set us back so many years. And I can't believe America is called the greatest country in the world, and I can't believe that we have the American dream, because a wise man once said, it is called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. And that, if that doesn't touch your soul, I don't know what will. But if you're wondering my opinion on everything, I genuinely, wholeheartedly believe that Roe v. Wade should return, because every single woman deserves the right to have an abortion if necessary. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstances, they deserve to end the pregnancy if necessary. athletes do it more often than you think because they need to focus on their career, and if they get pregnant, they feel that sets them back. Okay? And I understand. You might have a take on it that says, oh, but it's a human life. The life doesn't start without ejaculation from the male party. It doesn't start without it. So if we're getting pumped against our will, or, you know, we're not ready to have a kid, we deserve to terminate the pregnancy. Because it's not fair for the child, and it's not fair for the mother either, because of all the trauma and all the stress that she might take out on the child. And she might not be the parent that she dreamed to be because of the situation. And it's not fair for anybody. So life doesn't begin until both parties are involved, right? Because a woman cannot create a child on her own. As far as everybody knows, there is science that could possibly, you know, say that, hey, we can make babies on our own. But as far as the entire world knows, no baby can be created without sperm. The egg is the egg. The sperm is what makes the baby. Okay? So, in conclusion, I believe that more men should have vasectomies because they can be reversed. It is less trauma on the body. Because imagine having an entire embryo or a child or a zygote sucked out of you via a vacuum or another unsafe manner via a hanger and basically like a rusty crowbar. You know what I mean? Like, it's not safe. Now, with guys, this doesn't change anything. All you're doing is having a vasectomy, which is probably the safest way to not have kids. Because condoms break. You know, you can contract an STD, which, or an STI, which happens in any case outside of sex. But it's such a simple procedure and it can be reversed. But a lot of men don't want to do that because they quote-unquote emasculate themselves. Fuck masculinity for a second. If you are having, if you have an active sex life, you are most likely going to run into a pregnancy scare or two. Would you rather have no sperm to ejaculate and create the baby and just have fun all the time? Or would you rather go through the typical process of having sex, having that unwanted pregnancy and not being able to afford it, or being a type of father that will not treat his child the way it deserves to be treated? So yeah, more men need to get vasectomies. It doesn't emasculate you. It does not change It does not change anything about who you are, personality-wise. You're just the same, but you've just had a vasectomy. It's a simple procedure. It's so simple, bro. Anyways. I was gonna say something else, but it hasn't crossed my mind yet. Yeah, so it doesn't take away from who you are. And just don't be afraid to have that procedure done because you can reverse it. It's not something to be scared of. It's for the betterment of your health, your partner's health. It benefits everybody if you have an active sex life. So Roe v. Wade needs to come back. We cannot keep talking about reversing gay marriage because that needs to stay. I did mention this morning on my Instagram story that the world runs on harmony and cooperation, right? Both parties agreeing to something. Now, in America, once the harmony stops, once a bill is passed where one party doesn't get all the benefits they need, or they simply take away what's important to them, America will revolt and protest and fight back until either a portion of that rule or the rule is restored in its entirety. It's all in the name of harmony. We cannot stop time, and it's only a matter of time before the parties revolt and do things that the world doesn't want to see, because we are already a laughingstock of the world. Okay, we, not as the people, but as a government, we need to do better. I'm not saying give people whatever they want because there are consequences in that. But, you know, at least don't take away the basics. Don't take away what's important to people. Because it's doing nothing but hurting the people. You're not completely banning abortion. You're not completely taking away abortion in itself as a concept. You are just taking away safe access to abortion, because there's going to be a lot more rise. There's going to be a high rise in maternal deaths and, you know, people in the hospital because they have things inside of themselves that shouldn't be there. Now, in terms of Miranda rights, as I mentioned in the beginning, the police, you cannot sue the police if they don't read you your Miranda rights. And I did read something else about how, what was it called? I honestly have no idea. Okay, so Miranda rights ruling, Supreme Court. Okay. Limits ability to enforce Miranda rights. According to the New York Times, police officers cannot be sued for Miranda violations, according to the Supreme Court. In the second decision, the justices sided with a death row inmate who sought to be executed by firing squad rather than lethal injection. What? Okay. So, the vote was 6-3, of course. In a second case, the court ruled that a death row inmate in Georgia could invoke the same civil rights law. The vote was 5-4. With Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. and Justice Brett Kavanaugh joining the court's three liberal members to form a majority. Now, wasn't Brett Kavanaugh on trial for sexual harassment or something like that? Ugh. Anyways, the case on Miranda warnings illustrated the contested status of the decision. Writing for the majority, Justice Samuel Alito Jr. said the ruling had announced something less than a constitutional right. So, this is confusing. So, Vega v. Teiko, hospital attendant who was accused of sexually abusing an immobilized patient receiving an emergency MRI scan. What? Y'all are sick! Oh my god! Teiko was questioned at length by Carlos Vega, a deputy sheriff in Los Angeles. Two men offered different accounts of the nature of the questioning, but there was no dispute that Mr. Vega did not give the Miranda warning, that Mr. Teiko signed a confession admitting to the assault, that a state trial judge admitted his confession into evidence, or that a jury acquitted him. Teiko then filed a lawsuit against Mr. Vega under the civil rights law known as Section 1983, which allows citizens to sue state officials, including police officers, over violations of constitutional rights. So the same man that committed sexual assault is... Okay. I don't understand this at all. Alito wrote that the remedy for a violation of the Miranda decision was exclusion of defendant's statements at their criminal trials. Wow. The decision, he wrote, had not established the sort of constitutional right that could be vindicated by a lawsuit under Section 1983. Alito acknowledged that Miranda rights had a constitutional root, but he wrote that a violation of Miranda does not necessarily constitute a violation of the Constitution. What? Miranda rests on a pragmatic judgment about what is needed to stop the violation at trial of the Fifth Amendment right against compelled self-incrimination. He wrote that prophylactic purpose is served by the suppression at trial of statements obtained in violation of Miranda. Allowing the victim of a Miranda violation to sue a police officer for damages under Section 1983 would have little additional deterrent value, and permitting such claims would cause many problems. Okay, that did nothing for me. Let's see. Alright, let's go to CNN real quick, see what they have to say. The Supreme Court limited the ability to enforce Miranda rights in a ruling on Thursday that said suspects who are not warned about their right to remain silent cannot sue a police officer for damages under federal civil rights law, even if evidence was ultimately used against them in a criminal trial. I need water. Oh my god. What is this country? What is this country? The court's ruling will cut back on an individual's protections against self-incrimination by barring the potential to obtain damages. It also means that failure to administer the warning will not expose a law enforcement officer to potential damages in a civil lawsuit. It will not impact, however, the exclusion of such evidence at a criminal trial. The court clarified that while Miranda warning protects a constitutional right, the warning itself is not a right that would trigger the ability to bring a civil lawsuit. The ruling doesn't get rid of the Miranda right entirely, says Steve Vladeck, CNN Supreme Court analyst and professor at the University of Texas School of Law, but it does make it far harder to enforce. Under this ruling, the only remedy for a violation of Miranda is to suppress statements obtained from a suspect who is not
properly advised of his rights to remain silent. But if the case never goes to trial, or if the government never seeks to use the statement, or if the statement is admitted notwithstanding of the Miranda violation, there's no remedy at all for the government's misconduct. Samuel Alito, joined by the five other Republican anointed justices, said that a violation of the Miranda right is not itself a violation of the Fifth Amendment, that we see no justification for expanding Miranda to confer a right to sue. So, long story short, read up on your Miranda rights, know that anything you say can or will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you don't have one, one will be provided to you, I believe, pro bono. And I need to read up on them as well. But you get the gist, right? So that's where we're at. And I'm tired of these motherfuckers making decisions. I'm tired of them always getting the last word. I'm tired of them looking like lollipops that have been licked and stuck on the carpet. I'm tired of them living on that damn carpet. These motherfuckers who probably wear adult diapers should not be able to make decisions for the majority of the United States. Or the entirety of the United States, for that matter. And yeah, they need to go. They need to go. Because they've been possibly convicted of sexual assault. They're predators, colorists, and overall racists in the Supreme Court. And we need something better. We need to be able to vote them out. We need to be able to find better people that are qualified for the job. But in this America, I don't believe it's possible. But anyway, pray for your loved ones. Pray for the sanity of this country. Just pray. Even if you don't believe, just pray for a better tomorrow. Because he hears us. And I believe he will deliver us, but right now it feels like the end times. And it's very depressing and paralyzing. And as a black woman, as an African woman, it doesn't sit right in my spirit that our rights are being taken away and we're stepping backwards soon enough with these insane people. We will go back to slave times. It is very possible with how quick everything's being reversed. And discussing about being reversed. It's ridiculous. And I want to thank everybody who's out in DC fighting and shouting and screaming for the right to breathe, for the right to be able to have safety in their lives. And if I'm not out of time, gun laws need to be restricted more. They don't need to be loosened up at all. Because the saying that people kill people is very true. Guns by themselves, they might not be able to do much. But when the wrong people get a hold of them, it can get very ugly. Very ugly, and innocent lives are being taken away every second of every hour of every day. So we need to restrict those gun laws and make sure that nobody who is out of their right mind has access to a gun, legally or illegally, because there is a thing called straw purchasing, I believe, and that needs to be banned. And for those who are talking about, taking away my Second Amendment right, that
was introduced into the Bill of Rights, or it was introduced into the Constitution because muskets took a little over 3 minutes to load. So that wasn't for AR-15s and, you know, not shotguns, but you know what I mean, like AK-47s. It wasn't made for that. It was made for those muskets that had to, you know, take time to be loaded. So, like, okay, you have the right to bear arms, so I'm gonna let you load your gun, and then we can, you know, tussle it out. But nowadays, things change, and so should the Constitution for the better. Because the Constitution does not recognize Black Americans as human. We are 3/5, according to the Constitution. And as far as the descendants of slaves go, or enslaved people go, I'm sorry, they're considered less than human, which is sickening to me. And women have a very similar battle. We are not considered equal to men in the Constitution. So something needs to change, because this shit is not adding up. We, or at least the Europeans, declared independence from Britain because they were not getting their needs met. We need to declare independence from something here, because I feel very trapped. I feel cornered with nowhere to go. And soon enough, I'm going to be chained. So, it's heart-wrenching, it's heartbreaking. And I just hope they look in the mirror and they see what kind of damage they're causing to the people, because they're very delusional. And I hope that they won't be able to sleep at night. I hope that they realize that a lot of blood is going to be on their hands, as if it isn't already. A lot of blood is going to be on your hands, and you are responsible for that blood because you made this possible. You made this a thing. So, to the Supreme Court of the United States, get your fucking shit together and figure it out, because sooner rather than later, the people are going to wake up. And we're not going to sit back and take it anymore. I don't know if you want a reaction out of us or what, but it needs to stop. And I know my voice doesn't make much of a difference, but if we get more like-minded people together, I think we can make a difference for the better. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate all of your support. It is well received for those all over the world. I can't thank you enough for supporting me. I pray for you guys, and I pray for your safety. I pray for your peace, because that is not something you can achieve in this world. At least not in this economy. But anyway, who knows the next time I will post. I don't want this to be a political podcast, but I feel like it needed to be said. Because it's not just about politics. It affects our livelihood. It hits us where we're at. We can't run from it. We can't escape from it. It's right here in our houses. The violation of bodily autonomy. I do believe that everybody has the right to bodily autonomy. complete autonomy. I believe that everybody has the right to do whatever the hell they want with their body. If they want a tattoo, fuck it, go for it. If they want an abortion, if that's what you feel is necessary, go for it. If it is for the betterment of your health, go for it. Fuck the noise, just go and do. Because you know, at the end of the day, you made the better choice for yourself. And you will be able to heal from the trauma that comes with an abortion or with a large painful tattoo. You will be able to heal from that. But whatever the hell is going on now, there's only one thing we need to do. We need to pray. We need to pray for mercy. We need to pray for peace, for sanity, for wisdom, to navigate our next steps. I believe in the Bible. I believe that whatever God influenced the disciples and the writers of the Bible to do, I believe those prophecies will come true. And if we don't listen now, something bad is going to happen, and it's right there in the book. You can't deny it. No matter if you believe or not, you cannot deny that what you're seeing is not something that you've read before. Yeah, I believe in the Bible. That is all I believe in, because that is the one true thing that will save us all and deliver us all from whatever is rising out of the ground. So, if you don't believe, I respect your decision. I just see the end times coming, and that's what I feel is necessary to spare my life and the lives around me as well. So, thank you all for listening. I will post the next time I feel compelled to, and thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to me ramble for nearly 48 minutes now. But yeah, this is a dark day for women, for Black Americans, for Indigenous people, for people of color, for people of all backgrounds, really. It's a dark, dark week. And frankly, I don't see the light right now, but I have hope. And that is something that we all need in these times. I wish you all a good night, and I'm very grateful for you. I'm thankful. And yeah, I love you all very much. And that is all I have to say. I can't think of anything else. But I love you, I love you, I love you. And I want you to thrive, and I want you to share this with people. Share your love with people. Share anything that you can give, share. Because people will appreciate what you have to give to them, no matter how big, no matter how small. I love you. I will see you next time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Share with a friend. You could, if you want. You don't have to, though. But yeah,
thanks for listening to another rant of mine. I will see you next time. Okay. Love you. Bye.